Hey, so as you know, season 2 is over, but in the upcoming weeks, starting this one, we'll be posting snippets from all the episodes from all the guests. And we'll also be unveiling when season 3 is coming out, which is going to be this year, so you don't have to wait too long in the morning. But yeah, this episode is a bonus episode, which means that we gathered content from many episodes, but specifically answering the question that I always ask at the end of each episode, which is, what's your goal in life and what do you want to be remembered for? And yeah, so here it goes. The first guest is Alex Gandinic.
That's a cool question. You know, it's really not really business. It's I really like art, and that's why I always talk about my music, because I try to make something really beautiful. Now, I'm going to say right now, my music is not that beautiful, but my goal is to make something really beautiful. When somebody like listens to it or comes across it, they're like, you know, mind blown, you know, that there's some songs that are like Stairway to Heaven, or just like, you know, maybe some Beatles songs. Like, you have, your life is one way before you hear the song, your life is different after you hear this song. Yeah. I want to make this. This is what I want to do.
Okay. So you won't be one of you remembered for your courses or your books, music.
Yeah, or... because I think creating, as a kind of creative person, you know, the courses, they're logical. The books are logical. Business is logical. I think in creative space, I think when you're doing, like, there's an extra levels of creativity to make something really move a person beyond, you know, just the career stuff, you know. I think it's a different level of being, better level of sharing humanity, you know. I think it's a better space to be in. I don't know how to phrase it. I would do, you know, Beatles or great artist than great business person any day of the week.
Okay, the upcoming guest is Amadeus.
The first answer that comes to my mind is to rephrase actually your question, saying, okay, I want to be remembered for something. And I think, you know, that's the biggest problem, because most people believe, or it's also the truth, it's the reality, that if people, let's say, pass away, or if people are not there anymore, for what do we remember? How quickly do we forget them? And I think this is the thing most of the young people strive for. It's not only the money, it's not only the kind of things you can buy with all of that money. It's really to keep a legacy on this world, even though you might not be there at one point. So I really believe leaving something back on the planet, I can be remembered.
And the next one is Abhishek.
I don't know, this may sound like cheesy, but like my goal in life would be just to like honestly live a happy life and like give the people around me a happy life. Like, wow. That would be the goal in life. And then, yeah, like business wise, I really like to grow this to like the scale of like American companies. And like, I'd honestly then like to just start a car dealership, because I'm really into cars.
Oh, wow.
And then, that would be like my second business, and start a car dealership and like a finance company. I'm just like, yeah.
Just to, yeah, to have it all. Professor Fisher, I love this. Okay, here it goes.
I did not enter teaching of having like this, you know, burning, you know, some people say, oh, I had this desire to teach from the get-. Yeah, that wasn't me. I came to it later, and I won't say that I would never return to the private sector. I have had, in the years that I've been teaching, some students, some graduate students are like, hey, would you ever be interested in this or interested in that? And I say, hey, I'll evaluate opportunities as they come around. So in making that statement of what I think is next seems like, oh, you're committed to teaching. I still keep the options open. Yeah. And if a recruiter ever calls up, I always take the call. Not all, but you know, the idea that you always evaluate the opportunity, and if something attractive comes around that I think would be exhilarating and fun and exciting, then I'll pursue it. So for now, I enjoy teaching, and who knows, this may be what I do to the end of my days, but maybe not either. I find that if I look back on my own professional history, and even thinking about, yeah, the full trajectory of it, I can only do the same thing for about 2 to 2.5 years. And there better be a new challenge. Otherwise I get bored and I'll want to go do something else. And so like I said, teaching allows me to not get bored, or at least academia is, and some degrees teaching, but academia is probably the better terminology for that. But
My friend Dennis, let her go. Where do you see yourself living in the near future?
Man, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, so let me tell you, when I first came to San Francisco, so my dream since I was like, you know, 10 years old was to live in California. Mm-hmm. Right? And also, I didn't know anything about San Francisco. I love Los Angeles just because of Hollywood, of, you know, whatever I saw in the movies.
Yeah.
And then, of course, because, you know, our school and everything, San Francisco. When I first came here, it was a really big culture shock because of what you just mentioned. The homelessness. The dirt in the streets, the syringes, the feces, the I don't know, anything else, the nudity, anything in this city. But I think in the near future, man, I don't know. I think I'm going to probably be in San Francisco for another year or two, or at least, I hope I'm here for another year or two, just because the way I see it, we as students graduating soon, I'd rather not move somewhere right away. Because I already know, we've already established a network here. We already know some people here. We already have things kind of laid out here. Yeah. So rather build on those, do something for a year or two here with those connections. But as you said, for the near future, if we're talking 1 year or two, then yes, I do kind of see myself in San Francisco. But after that, I really don't. I honestly just see myself in the US for another couple of years. And then I don't know. It's
an unknown future. Okay, here it is, Ben.
If you think about, you know, 10 years ago, people would say, like, what do you want on your gravestone, right? Now it's like, you know, how do you want to be remembered, like, on social media? You know, do you want to be remembered, like, jumping off a building drunk into a pool, like, during your college days? Or do you want to be remembered for all the good that you did in the world and how you helped people and make it a better place for everybody else around you? That's why we're inviting people to be part of this company. It's a people-centric platform where people can, you know, turn a lot of the negative that's in social media into good. And, you know, if you look back and you see, like, imagine your kids looking at you at some of the stuff, and maybe you didn't do all the crazy stuff that a lot of people are doing right now, but, you know, imagine them looking at you and saying, hey, why did you do that stuff back then? Right? Why didn't you help society? Why didn't you move things forward when there was these movements, there was these chances to do it? You know, we always look back at, like, our, you know, you even look back at your grandparents or something, and, like, they either fought in the war or they didn't fight in the war, and we're always like, well, why did you, why didn't you, like, or whatever it is, or what side were you on, or how could you let this happen, right, type of thing. It's really, how do you want to be remembered? And charity helps you build that and take back that social influence, you know? So I see this as being a huge turning point in society where people start taking back their social influence, demanding that brands donate money because of them to create better relationships, and then buy products in a whole new way. And I see that this will have an effect for decades in you know, centuries to come, hopefully, but it'll be remembered forever because it's never going away. Your digital footprint is never going away. So the ability to start tracking it now and realizing the benefits of it now, but then realizing later that this is going to create an entire story for you that's going to be shared for generations after you're gone.
And the next one is our now.
I think what I want to be remembered is to have helped a lot of people as much as I could. I don't want to be... remember to be a successful guy or all this stuff. I want to be remembered that a person that with what he has done, he has been able to help a lot of people. And I think this would be, like, the greatest thing.
And here we have Ambrose.
Yeah, very great question, because it's sometimes we forget about the most important stuff in life. My vision and the vision of the company I run, Kudos, is to empower people. So that is to by building products for them very fast and very in a very, you know, accurate way of what they want. But it's also to help other people that are less fortunate than us, you know, maybe build a new life, learn a new job, and help people in the streets, maybe get a house. And the way we do things is that low code is a great opportunity for anyone to learn a new job, you know, learn how to code, learn how to build products. And that's what we actually do at Kudos. We train new people that want to learn how to become a low code developer. And we onboard them and we give them a salary. We give them a job, and that will, you know, that allows them to get a new house, get a family, live comfortably. You know, what's the point of building a company if we don't have some social aspect behind it, you know? And that's why I said, you know, you need to keep what, you know, to remember what's important in life and how you can really make an impact, positive one, on the world. And I think it's one of, you know, it's one of them.
Okay, so Andy is the next one.
If you'd have asked me probably 5 years ago, I'd have said remembered for being a brilliant marketer and providing brilliant experiences to customers and prospects, and showing that we really care. I care, the organization cares. That's slightly changed. And I think now I want to pass on my experience and my knowledge and make people who are who want to go into marketing, passionate about marketing, make them a better marketer.
Okay.
That's what I want.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It is amazing.
I feel like I will contact you at some point soon, Andy.
But it's important because I think the textbooks, I think the academics, I think that it's very easy to talk to people in terms of this is what you should do, but the realities are very different. Very different. And if I can help someone, then that would make me happy.
And finally, Prashant.
That's a good one. I mean, I had like a really ballsy answer to this when I was young and like full of steam in my head, like, you know, like with this big ego. But I mean, I guess it's toned down a bit. But I guess one of the number one things I wanted to do, like with my life, is like build something that just lives on, whether it's on the internet or like something that's like valuable, and like so that I feel like my life was worth living. You know, like, especially given that I spend more than like. I mean, like 80% of my adult life just like studying and learning programming and software, and like being in school, I would like to like spend the rest of my life building something, using all of that knowledge in a way that just that's memorable, you know, like kind of like 20 years. Like I want to build, like I'd love to build like a really valuable company for that impacts people, or like builds like a really cool product that other people get value from for the long run.
Cool. Would the company be Last Bit or
I hope so.
Yeah,
that's cool. I mean, we're putting all our eggs in this basket at this point, at least.
Cool. So yeah, thanks a lot for listening and watching it on YouTube or wherever you're listening it on Spotify as well. Yeah, don't forget to subscribe. You know, follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever. And yeah, make sure to check it out. Bye bye. See you next time.